Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and wow, wow, wow. Look who's back. It's me. Sorry, it's been a month, and I'm having deja vu because I feel like the last episode I posted a month ago, I was like, sorry, it's been a month. There's just been a lot going on, and I know that's an excuse, so sorry, no excuses. I promise I have not tried to neglect you guys in the podcast. I promise I will do my best to get back to every other Friday. Yeah, that is such an excuse. I've been so busy, but like for real, this episode is going to be catching up, all about settling into our new home for this hockey season. And you're just going to hear the chaos that's been ensuing. And I'm looking at my notes right now, you guys, and I can see on the left, like, my episodes from the past. And it's crazy looking at my freaking phone. I hope you can't hear that when it vibrates. Okay, I'm feeling like really all over the place today. It sounds like every day. I just have been thinking even more recently how I could really benefit from some ADHD medication. And I've always thought that, and I'm just like scared to just look into it because I know like I would, but I don't know, and I just haven't started, and I just feel like I've gotten so many DMs from you guys being like, it's helped me so much, you really should try it out. I wasn't even meaning to talk about that. Okay, my brain. Okay, what I was trying to say is I can see that. See, now I'm getting nervous too. Like, I'm starting to sweat that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting off track and I'm trying to stay on track. And I was trying to say something else, but we'll get to it. We have time. Relax, Gretchen. You got this. Okay. I was going to say that on the left, I can see, I think it was September 1st, so almost 2 full months ago now, that I posted an episode about Max and I talking all about getting engaged. So there's that. And then like a month later, I'm like, it's finally fall, update, everything that's been going on. And then now a month later, I'm like, oh my gosh, getting engaged already feels like so long ago. Getting a house this summer, old news. And I'm just thinking that because I was just messaging with my friend Sydney this morning. Shout out Sydney Adams, love her. And she was just like, wow, I'm getting emotional thinking about how like the last time I saw you, neither of us had, oh my gosh, it must have been before May, the last time I saw her. Wow, it's been a minute. I can't wait to see her. I'm seeing her so soon. But we were both like dreaming up of our homes that we were going to move into. And I don't even know at that point if I had even like found our home. So we were just like, oh, we really hope that this all goes smoothly and we can like move into our first home. This will be like such a dream. We both hope to like get engaged this summer. That would be such a dream. And yeah, she's like, now next time we see each other, like we have our homes. Yeah, we got engaged. Like so much has changed in such a short period of time. And I'm like, it's so sad how quick things go and how fast life moves. Cause I'm already like, oh yeah, my house, whatever, old news. Oh yeah, we got engaged like a little while back, like in Italy, but like been there, like over it, like moving on, you know? And it's just like sad in a way, but yeah, it's just like crazy. So there has been a lot going on. We've like fully moved for the hockey season, yada, yada. What I was going to say as well, I'm remembering, getting back on track, is you guys are really the best and just so sweet. And I've gotten so much positive feedback from you guys because I was saying my last episode a month ago, I was like, honestly, I've been feeling overwhelmed and I was feeling like just down about the podcast after just seeing some negativity about it. And I'm just like, transparently, I started this for fun and just really laid back, casual. Purely, I started it to just have another platform, another way to connect with you guys because I love sharing my life on social media and it just seemed really natural to chat with you guys and go beyond like the YouTube and the Instagram and have a whole hour and like another long form version of content to just connect with you guys. So that's like really why I started. And yeah, you guys were so sweet though. I literally wanted to pull up, if you don't know, I have an Instagram for my podcast. It's just Happy Hour, like HAPPYHR on Instagram. Yeah, at HAPPYHR, Happy Hour. It used to be Happy Hour Podcast, but that was longer and I was able to shorten it to Happy Hour. I wish it could be HOUR, but it's just Happy Hour shortened. So I post whenever there's a new episode out, and I'll always like repost on my Instagram so you guys know. You're probably like, hello, where are the episodes? So yeah, this was a month ago, but you guys kind of validated the thoughts that I had about my podcast, where I was like, listen, I just like listening to casual chit chat, catch up. I feel like I'm hanging out with a friend, and that's kind of like what I want mine to be. So it made me feel so better that a lot of you were like, no, yeah, like that's what we like keep doing that. And I'm just going to read some of these to pump my own tires to make me feel good about myself. This says, because I feel like the words that they're saying really convey like what I'm trying to go for in my podcast. And like, if you didn't know the intention, this is it. This says, I'm only a quarter of the way through the episode. I want you to know you have my favorite podcast ever. So sweet. I love it exactly as it is. You don't have to turn your bean soup podcast into tomato bisque for anyone. I think I was mentioning how I saw this TikTok. This is good to mention again. This is a good reminder for everyone. And it was basically like a girl talking about how she had seen this bean soup podcast, bean soup TikTok. And it was like a recipe, like a soup with a lot of beans in it, right? And she's like, then I see a lot of comments that are like, hey, like, could I substitute this? Or like, if I don't like beans, or if I don't like this type of beans, like, could I do this? Or like, what about people that don't like beans? And she's like, was just saying how it like perfectly illustrates this mentality that people have nowadays, that like everything needs to apply to them and everything needs to be for them. And it's sort of like the what about me mindset, being like, oh, like other, this like applies to other people, but what about me? This doesn't apply to me. And it's like, well, maybe that's just not for you. Maybe like another soup is for you. Another podcast is for you. So yeah, I just like that she mentioned that. Additionally, I listen to a lot of other podcasts. I get frustrated with how concise and trimmed they can be. Let me tell you, these are not concise and trimmed. I can like try to be about certain things, but we love a good chit chat. I love how unique and organic yours is. You're naturally talented conversationalist. That's so sweet, because I know I can like bounce around a lot and stuff, but that literally is just genuine to me and authentic to how my brain works. And I will say, like, one of my strengths a conversationalist, just because I'm so extremely extroverted, I truly feel like I could talk to anyone, which is the greatest blessing and curse, because I'll just start talking to strangers. I'll talk to anybody. People are like, what are you doing? But like, I literally will, and I feel like my friends get so annoyed with me. Like any restaurant we go to, like I'll start chatting with the waitress. I'm like, okay, listen, girl, have you gotten this recipe? Like, do you, this recipe, this order, like, do you like it? Well, I like it. Okay. And then I just will like chat forever. And they're like, okay, enough. So what I'm trying to say is, yeah, I feel like I am. So that's just what I'm trying to do with you guys. I could just like chat all day long, just entertain myself. This says, don't listen to the hate. If the podcast is fun for you, keep doing it. I love it for exactly what it is, which is also another good thing to note. Like, if I'm having fun and loving it, I just need to like do this for me, because that's how it started. Just purely for fun, for me to chit chat, another way to connect with you guys. Yeah. This is, us girls need a chatty hangout to turn on, to clean to, drive, relax to. Your podcasts are my absolute favorite, which is so sweet, because again, that's like what I'm going for. Actually, this reminds me of here, where I'm going to get into all of this, our new house that we're living in, renting in for this hockey season in Utica, New York. I met one of Max's teammates this season. I met some of the girlfriends' wives recently, which I was like so excited for, but nervous for. And I was just thinking about how in that moment too, like if I'm in like a big new group of people, I think a lot of people get nervous. And I do get like nerves before, being like, okay, I hope everyone likes me. I hope this goes well. But I know I could like carry the conversation the whole time if I had to. But then since I'm so extroverted, I have to like push myself to sit back and be like, okay, Gretchen, it's okay to shut your mouth sometimes and not lead the conversation and like let other people chime in. But I will say too, I feel like I'm good at including other people. Like in a big group, I feel like if someone is more like shy or quiet, I'll be like, oh, like I'll try to just relate to them. I'll be like, oh, don't you live in this building too? Or, oh, you were just telling me you went to this workout class too, right? Like I try to like loop them in. Wait, but what am I trying to say? Oh yeah, that one of the girls actually. Actually, I will talk about this. I'm about to go to Hawaii. And we were talking about like the airports around here and how girls are traveling and stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, like I'm actually flying out of JFK. I got to figure out how I'm getting there. Like maybe I'll fly from Syracuse to JFK. And they were like, oh, where are you going? And I was like, oh, I'm going to Hawaii. And they're like, who with? And I'm like, oh, well, some people I know, some people I don't know. It's kind of like with my management company. And then I got all shy and nervous. And I'm like, oh, I feel like I need to explain like when I'm with brand new people that literally have like no idea about my social media that I do and how it's like my full-time thing. I'm always like, oh yeah. So I don't know if like you girls know, but I just do social media full-time. Like I've done YouTube for, oh my gosh, 11 years now. And now I have an Instagram podcast. So that's just kind of like what I do. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, no way. And one of the girls was actually like, okay, I've been wanting to tell you your happy hour podcast is how I found you. And I was like, what? Like, I'm always so honored when people find me that way. And I just think it's the cutest thing. And I just feel like we really bond if you listen to my podcast. Like, I just feel like you know my inner thoughts and we're like really connected. So she was like, literally, I was driving, I think from here to like Canada where her boyfriend's from. And she's like, I would have these long car drives. And I think she might've typed in podcasts, like fun podcast, happy podcast, something like that. And she's like, literally yours came up and I started listening and I listened to a couple episodes and it just felt like I was hanging out like with my friends in the car and it was just like so fun. I'm like, you are going to make me cry. Like that is my dream situation. Like that is what I'm going for. So that made me so happy. And now the girls here know what I do. I'm like, I'm warning you guys. Like I'm following them on Instagram and they're like, wait, what is happening? And I'm like, no, I've just like done social media for a while. One of the girls is like texting me. She's like, wait, I just saw your Instagram. Are you like a celebrity? What's happening? I'm like, no. I've just done YouTube forever. It's just funny. That's probably something that you guys like don't even think about. I just assume like, obviously all my friends and like immediate people just know. I'm like, oh yeah. Like everyone's like, oh, that's like an old thing. Gretchen does social media, whatever. But it's just always so funny. Like I rarely meet brand new people that I have to like explain to them what I do. And they're like, huh? So yeah, cat's out of the bag. That makes me think when I first started at BU, I obviously social media like hadn't grown as much. I was just going into college and I had only done it for like 3-4 years in high school. I remember being like, I am having a new identity. I'm starting over. No one here is going to know that I do social media. I literally thought I could, like I made a separate Instagram. I was like, I am going to have everyone fooled. Like I just want to be like a normal college kid. No one's going to know about social media. And it's so funny because back then it was more like weird and now it's so normal. Like everyone is an influencer. Everyone is social media. It's also like normal, I feel like. But yeah, immediately people were like, oh yeah, you're that YouTube girl. And I was like, oh, what? Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. I was just reading the comments on this. So you guys should follow the Happy Hour Podcast Instagram and you can comment on those posts because you can't really comment on like a podcast episode, you know? So this is just a fun way to get your guys' feedback. And yeah, this podcast is my go-to. It makes me feel like I'm chatting with one of my girls. Love your podcast. Blah, blah, blah. Never stop doing what you're doing. Okay, this is good. I need some constructive criticism. Girl, love the podcast, but I wish you were more consistent with it. Please start posting more. Honestly, I needed that. Facts. I needed that push. This episode is actually brought to you by BetterHelp. If you guys didn't know, BetterHelp is an online therapy platform, and I just think it's so important and such a great resource. I actually first sought out therapy over 3 years ago now, and I remember sharing that with you guys when I was still really just grieving the loss of my dad, and also just felt very overwhelmed. So whatever it is for you, therapy can and will help. Maybe this is your sign, me saying this right now. So personally, my therapy sessions, I feel like I can figure out what's holding me back and how I can can improve on that now. For example, something that seems really little but actually affects my day-to-day life is just not getting good sleep at night because my mind is racing. Does that happen to anyone else when your head hits a pillow? I just feel like my head is getting in the way of what's best for me. And therapy isn't just for those who experience major trauma. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, and it's honestly just really empowering. So if you've thought about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Since it's entirely online, it's so convenient and flexible. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can always switch free of charge if it doesn't feel like a good fit. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Gretchen today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Gretchen. You can get on your way to being your best self. Now let's get back into the episode. Okay, I'm chatting so much here at the beginning. Let's just get on into it because I keep saying, I've been so busy moving here, blah, blah, blah. So yes, okay, here's the situation. We have our house on Cape Cod that we bought in May. And that we knew would be, seen people were confused at the time, and now people are confused again now. I'd always be like, oh, this is going to be like our summer home. People are like, wait, what? You're not going to be there like the whole year? And I'm like, well, no, because Max is still playing hockey. So wherever he plays hockey, the hockey season will go live there. So we were like, okay. So then this hockey season, everyone's like, wait, what? Why are you living in New York? What's happening? Did you sell your house in Cape Cod? I'm like, no, no, no. Remember, just a summer home. So we love that. Now we're here in Utica, New York, and everyone's like, wait, what? Which I'll get into that too. People are like, didn't he sign with the New Jersey Devils just now? Why are you living in New York? And I'm like, yes, he did. But also what people don't realize is the organization is more than just that team. They have like two minor league teams. So he got sent down right after he signed. So then that minor league team, American League team, is in Utica, New York. So that's why we're running a house in Utica, New York. He probably maybe will get called up, sent down throughout the year, move back and forth like he did in the Flyers organization. And we just take it day by day. Yeah, so that's like a little synopsis of that, why we're here in Utica, New York. So the housing situation was a lot. I might have mentioned this briefly on YouTube, but to give you guys freaking context. Oh my God, I really hope you can't hear my phone. It's so annoying. I don't know where to put it. This is reminding me at night. I think I was about to say this earlier. If my phone is on my, I guess I need to just do like do not disturb or turn the vibrate off, but I don't know. I just always have my phone on vibrate. And if I have it on my nightstand, it vibrates and it'll like wake me up because it's loud. So then I put it on the ground on the rug because then when it vibrates, I don't like hear it. And I have this on like a upholstered chair. So I thought I wouldn't hear the vibrates, but I am. Okay. Sorry. What was I saying? Housing situation was a lot because mind you, Max leaves like mid-September for a training camp with the New Jersey Devils. He got invited to camp. He's on a paid tryout. Contract, I guess, if you will. So the whole training camp, he's on a paid trial. Everyone's like, what does that mean? What's happening? Are you moving to Newark or Hoboken or New York City? I'm like, no, not yet. I'm chilling back home on the Cape. And I feel like I was just really not having any plans yet because I knew I couldn't, because I knew there was a chance he could be sent down after training camp, which he did. And so we couldn't like look into living situations yet. So yeah, weeks go by and he plays in all the preseason games. And then signed, and then the day that he got signed with them, he got sent down. So it's just like funny how that works. And he's in a hotel here, and we're like, okay, we have to find a place to live. So we find two apartment complexes. One of them was like, nope, we have none available. The other one was like, we have like one available right now, and ones that start being available in like November. And we're like, okay, well, November is not gonna work. That's like a month away. So this one we want, perfect. We're gonna take it. Got approved. Our application, this was like a Thursday or Friday. Then it's Columbus Day Monday. So the leasing office is closed Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Tuesday morning, we call them because Max hadn't signed until Saturday. We applied for this apartment on like Friday. So we're like, we can't really like sign the lease yet until he signs because he could get picked off waivers. He could not be signed. Another team could pick him up. So we're like, we need to be careful here, not sign a lease if like he's not actually going to be here. So he signs. We're like, okay, we're going to be here. Tuesday morning, we call them. We're like, we're going to put in our security deposit. They're like, no, you're not. Someone already took the apartment too late. Our next ones aren't available until November. We're like, no, now what do we do? Like, I was trying to move here the following week. Like, we got to hustle. So we're like, oh my gosh, what do we do? There was like very limited options here. So then I find this like unreal house that's for sale. And I'm like, Max, call the realtor right now. See if they'll rent it out to us. Literally that day, you guys, they're like, yep, we're interested. This house has been sitting on the market the last like 2 or 3 months. And yep, we'll rent it out to you for like 7 months, a hockey season. We're like, oh my gosh, let's go. This is amazing. Let's see if they can leave the furniture. It could be furnished. Like, this is unreal. And he's like, okay, I'll bring you tomorrow. I'll show you the place. Max is like, I'm so excited to see it. Like, I'll FaceTime you, whatever. So the next day, we're like so excited. Realtor calls Max and is like, I got to cancel. Like the owner is like, it's not going to work out today. Maybe tomorrow. And Max is like, okay, we're trying to move in like immediately. I'm like, okay. So I'm like getting nervous. Then the next day, Max like doesn't hear from him and is like following up. We're like, oh my gosh, this is like not seeming good. Like at first they were like, yes, amazing, perfect. And then they were like being like flaky or just not really responding. So we're like, okay. So then this is like maybe Thursday afternoon or like Friday. And they're like, honestly, we got an offer on the house and we're going to take it. So we're not going to run out to you guys. And we were like, no. Like, of course this happens. No, of course. They say they're going to run out to us and they get an offer on the house. No. So then we're like back to square one. And where we ended up, we got very lucky. But if you can tell, this is just like a roller coaster of emotions. And I literally booked a U-Haul, booked a TaskRabbit to help me because the first place was unfurnished. I was going to move a bunch of furniture. And then that fell through. And then I was like, okay, cancel the TaskRabbit, cancel the U-Haul, change of plans. Hopefully this house will be furnished. Nope, house is getting bought. Okay, back to square one. So I was just like, oh my gosh, I am a stress ball. And I've been alone on the Cape for like a month. You know what? No, that's a lie. I was visiting Boston a lot so that I wouldn't just be sitting there alone. So it was fine. I was in Boston, but I was like, I miss Max. Like, I want to join for the hockey season. I was having FOMO. So then literally that Friday, it all happened so quick. We got extremely lucky because a cute little house that one of his teammates was going to rent. They might have signed the lease or they were like about to. They had the house like deep cleaned. It was all ready for them. And they have two or three children. So they ended up finding a bigger house and were like, telling everybody like, hey, we're about to rent this house, so if anyone still needs a place, it's so cute, you should take a look. And we were like, oh my gosh, us. I'm like, Max, go right now. This is like Friday afternoon. I'm like, go look at the house right now, sign the lease, I'm moving in Monday. And literally it happened that quick, you guys. Friday comes. So we just got very lucky that it was like all set up for them so that we could just like sign the lease Friday. And I legit, he picked up the keys, I moved in Monday, we all moved in Monday. So that was just like a quick turnaround. I don't know if these dates are like matter or make any sense, but I'm just trying to say like how quick it was. And that was just chaos. And like I packed up my car to the brim with Brody, and I still think of all the things that I wish I could have brought that didn't fit, but it didn't make sense because this place was furnished. That's another detail I didn't mention, to bring a U-Haul with just like things and not furniture. And then of course I get here and there's like so much that I wish I had again. Like we had like winter coats that didn't fit, or like Halloween decorations I don't think I have here, which is like sad. And so I'm not feeling like settled in that way because I still want like more of our stuff. I'll have to go back to the Cape and like get more of our stuff at some point. But actually, I mean, this would be nuts, but now I'm just thinking out loud, it's dawning on me. I'm about to go to Boston for like literally a day. And our house is like an hour away on the Cape, so maybe I should just take a detour and like bring back a bunch of our stuff that I wish we had. I don't know. And then it was so hard packing up because I was trying, like I knew I would probably be back at our house on the Cape a lot throughout this hockey season, or I wanted like our friends and family to be able to go. So I didn't want to take anything out of that house. Like I wasn't trying to move like a mattress or furniture or like a bunch of kitchen stuff because I didn't want to go back and have there not be stuff. So it was so hard for me to pack, to be like, okay, we need stuff at our new house like for the hockey season to like live, but I don't want to like empty this place out. So like, what am I packing? But now I'm thinking if I go back, I could bring some more stuff back. But anyway, yeah, it was just like chaos. Here we are with a bunch of stuff and minimal furniture. So that's the other thing. I was like, woo, it's furnished, it's so easy, I'll just show up with like clothes. However, it's very like minimally furnished, I will say, and I'm very picky, of course, with like what I do and like aesthetics and how I want things to like look a certain way. But also like for Instagram and YouTube and stuff, it's kind of a part of my job to make things like cute and good lighting, and you know what I mean? So it's like important to me, and everything is great, but I'm just like extremely picky and still ordering a bunch of new stuff and furniture and decor and what have you. So then that's just made me feel even more chaotic and like unsettled. And I just forgot. I'm like, oh, this will be so easy, I'll just show up with my clothes. And it's been like so much harder than that because I forget about moving into a new place. All the things you have to do when you move, and like transferring things over and setting things up. For example, well, furniture I'm ordering, because I will say too, like it's good stuff, but it also just wasn't that much. Like the dining table, chairs, couch, okay, fine. I actually might be getting a new couch. I'm so picky. But then I also think like if I get a new couch, then I could like move it back to the Cape and it could be our new couch there too. Because Max is like, don't be buying stuff like just for this place because it's only like for 7 months. But I'm like, okay, if I can use it in the future, then that makes sense to me. We know we have to get a U-Haul going back or movers or whatever because we have so much stuff now because like Max's stuff, my stuff, we're ordering stuff, whatever. Anyway, so yeah, there's that. But then there's 3 bedrooms and the primary bedroom had bed frame, mattress. That's it. Like no nightstands, no dresser. There's like basically no closets here and the 2 other rooms are completely empty. So I'm like, okay, like obviously I do have to buy things and one of them is so small. So it's kind of perfect that we're making that into our closet because there like really isn't a closet. It's going to be our little walk-in closet and the other one will just be like a guest room, which is actually pretty big. But sorry, you probably can't even like envision any of this, but yeah, this is just how my brain is then. This is getting everything sorted in my head. Yeah, so we have to do like all the things. So like furniture for that. The first 2 days we lived here, you guys, we thought the heat was broken. No, the heat wasn't on. Like the gas was like cut off because apparently it was also confusing with our landlord. She was like, oh, I didn't think I did. And then they're like, well, the electric and gas is together. But we're like, well, the electric is clearly on because like the power is working inside and all the things that use the electric. And then so then we're like, oh, maybe just the heat is broken. And she's like, okay, I'll send someone over. And then calling the utility people, they're like, no, we think the gas is off. We think that's why your heat isn't working. And we're like, oh my gosh. So the first 2 days I was so cold and we're trying to get someone out here like immediately. It was like just so much. I'm like, I can't even believe this. Didn't have Wi-Fi, whatever. So we get the heat. We get the Wi-Fi set up. You got to call in. It takes forever. Set up a new account in your new name. We're like, no, we're only here for 7 months. Like, oh, it's like a whole thing. Buying a bunch of new kitchen stuff, like home goods, ordering things. Decor, curtains, hanging the curtains. Nope, these curtains aren't the right length or the right color. Got to return those. Got to get the new ones. Okay, now we're getting picture frames. Now we got to print the pictures. Now we got to go to Home Depot. We got to get tools. We got to get hardware to hang the pictures. It literally is endless, you guys, every day. And I was just filming a vlog how I have like 8 million boxes to open. And it's just been a lot. And I feel like I am complaining a lot. It's all for the best. These are all good problems to have because life is good and we're happy to be here chasing Max's dream. And it's just so fun, obviously, to continue to watch him play hockey and like follow his dreams. And yeah, it's all like a good change, just is a big change transferring everything over, ordering a ton of stuff. And it's just crazy because I would say it's actually very unusual. Unless you're like one of the unicorn type of hockey players where you're on like an 8-year contract and you stay there forever and whatever. Like there's like a couple of those guys, I feel like, each team. But I would say majority of the time, like the majority of the contracts will be like 1-year, 2-year, 3-year contracts. And Max was actually with the Flyers organization for 4 years, which I would say is uncommon. So we just got very lucky. Like everyone would be like, Gretchen, you are nuts for making this place so beautiful, like our apartment there. And ordering everything just for that place. They're like, you are going to be moving this like every hockey season. So we wouldn't be like doing that if we were you. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to like make this like home. It'll be fine. And now I'm happy I did because we were there for 4 years. But I had no idea like in the beginning, like Max could have left after 1 year or whatever because he renewed his contract twice. Did he have a 1 year, a 2 year, and then a 1 year? A 1 year and then a 2 year, I think. I don't know. I can't even like keep my seasons and years straight. But yeah, so also just being here with a new organization, living somewhere new, getting settled somewhere new with like new teammates and a new rank and everything is just so weird to me. Like I still almost don't believe it because we were just there for so long and that's all we knew. So being somewhere new is just weird. And like, again, for most people, they've played for like a bunch of different teams in a bunch of different areas. But I'm like, wait, what? Like, what about all the girls that were my friends there? And what about all my restaurants and nail places and parks and stuff that I would do there and my home there? And like, it's just a big change, especially after moving to Cape Cod and like getting all settled there. I felt like I was finally in a place at the end of the summer and when I moved here, beginning of October, where I was like, okay, finally I feel like settled on the Cape. It took me all summer. Like we got our furniture. I've made like a bunch of changes. I'm feeling good. Like, of course there's always changes I want to make, but feeling good. And then it's like, okay, pack up, time to move again. And I'm like, wait, what? Like I was just settled. And I feel like it didn't hit me until I physically got here and was like settling here. Like, whoa, I am moving here for the next 7 months. And that's where I go back and forth. Cause I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a whole hockey season. I got to settle and get used to somewhere brand new. And then I'm like, Gretchen, it literally is 7 months. Like, it's not that much time at all. Like, you can be minimal with your kitchen things. You probably don't need like your muffin tin, like you'll live, like whatever. But it just is like, feels uncomfortable not feeling fully settled somewhere, like having all your things. You know what I mean? Like when you feel like you've been like living out of a suitcase for a while or stuff like that, it just feels, you don't feel completely comfortable and like at home. I don't know. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Upside. With Upside, you can get cash back on your everyday purchases. I feel like every year we all try to save more and spend less. I was actually thinking about this today. With the prices of our essentials, like gas and groceries, being so inflated these days, is hard. So it's nice to be able to get cash back since you can't just cut these purchases out of your budget. Upside is the perfect app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. So I'd probably say all of us. Their app is so easy to use, and I always use my cash back on coffee, as always, especially iced vanilla lattes, brown sugar lattes. So to get started, download the free Upside app, then you'll claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. You'll pay as usual with a credit or debit card, follow the steps in the app, and get paid. Upside users are earning hundreds of dollars a year, so download the free Upside app and use promo code HAPPYHOUR to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. That's an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas using promo code HAPPYHOUR. Now let's get back into the episode. That's another thing too, like being in a place that's furnished. I was like, okay, I don't want to feel like I'm living in like an Airbnb this whole time. I want it to feel like still homey and cozy. So that's why it's worth it to me to order things, whether it's like new rugs or furniture or decor, to make it feel more like my home, to feel more settled. Cause obviously I like work from home, and yeah, it's important to me. So anyway, that is like the whole chaos of what's really been going on. And I've been doing a lot of complaining, it seems. So let's say what's been positive, okay? All the silver linings. No, it's been great. Like, obviously, I'm excited for this. And Max and I were both just like, okay, we have to know going into the season. Like, it's just a change, obviously, being in a new organization and, like, living somewhere new. But a fun one. And I feel like we knew that. Like, that was always our mindset. Like, when he first signed with the Flyers and we were living in Allentown, Pennsylvania, like, we we're just like, this is fun. We would never, like, why else would we ever come live here? This is fun, like, explore new cities. And we just have to remember, like, that's what we're doing and stuff. So we actually have been having so much fun, and it has been fun getting settled. As stressful it is, and as much as I feel like a chicken with my head cut off, it is fun, like, setting up a new place and going new places and stuff like that, you know? So we've been, like, trying new restaurants. Taylor and the cook, we actually just went to the other day to celebrate our anniversary, and it was so good. We had a lot of recommendations to go there. It's very like farm to table food, so fresh, so good. And they're actually moving, if you guys like live in Utica or nearby, they're in like a tiny little location. I believe they're moving to a larger location, so that's gonna be so fun that we got to go to the old one, and now they're about to move and we can go at the new one. Also got a lot of recommendations for Utica Coffee Company. There's a couple locations and it is so good. This coffee is delicious. So already, like, props to Utica. And people were like warning us, like, there's not much going on, or you're probably used to more in Allentown, whatever, which I will say there probably is less, maybe overall, like, restaurants or fitness studios or stuff like that. Like, there's no, like, Orange Theory, I don't know, like, there was in Allentown, but there is still, like, I feel like Utica is known for restaurants, and like the coffee's so good, so I'll be fine. And we went to Ocean Blue. That's really yummy. That's like downtown near their rink, which I actually haven't even gone to a home game yet. They've only had one. They're about to have another one in 3 days, which I'll finally be at that one. But I went to the rink yesterday for the first time because they were giving out flu shots and we got flu shots. So that's neither here nor there. But I actually have seen it now, which is cool. And again, it's funny. It's like weird seeing a new rink since, again, we were just so used to Lehigh Valley Phantoms, where Max was, I would say, probably majority of the time in the Flyers organization. And even I was very used to, like, Wells Fargo, where the Flyers play, because 2 seasons ago, he actually spent more time with the Flyers than the Phantoms. So I was always, like, going to those games, too. So then being in a new rink, I'm like, whoa, what? Like, what rink is this? Like, we're going here? You play here now? With a new team and a new jersey. Luckily, he's the same number, number 20. So that'll be easy to remember. He was 20 for the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, and then he was 71 for the Philadelphia Flyers, but 71 might have already been taken here. And oh yeah, I think it is. And I don't even know. Max has been so many different numbers. I feel like he was like, what number should I be? He was 10 growing up and at Brown, and then at BU he was 16. I don't know why I'm getting into this if you guys care. 16 at BU, then started in two leagues below the Flyers in the Flyers organization, their East Coast team. He was 67, I want to say. And then with the Phantoms, he was 20. And then with the Flyers, he was 71. He's literally been so many different numbers. So then now he's 20 again. I like 20. That's good. A lot of my gear has 20 on, like, sweatshirts and jackets and stuff. So that's good for me. Anyway, yeah, new rank. Okay. There's, like, one workout studio I've tried so far here called In Bloom Yoga. And I went to a really, like, restorative, slow, like, kind of felt like a stretching class. But I'm actually going to do a hot yoga there later today. So keep you guys updated. It's, like, a yoga studio, which I'm happy found that. And everyone's actually saying that I need to try Burn Tone Sculpt here. And I think it's, like, Pilates, bar. Yeah. So I'm excited to try that. I got to try that out. Finding all my new little spots. I'm actually about to drive to Boston tomorrow, and then the day after I'm getting my nails done in Boston, but I will need to find, like, a nail place here. Yeah, so that's been fun, all the new things. Also, what's been fun is being so close to where I grew up in Albany, New York, being close to my mom, my bestie Hannah. She still lives in Albany. And I actually, this past weekend, went home for 2 days, and it's so nice that it's just, like, a little over an hour to see my mom and see Hannah and do all the things back home. And my mom and I were laughing about how she's like, I think you were like 20, maybe 21, like in college. And I came back to visit and I was like, Mom and Dad, I am never moving back to Albany. Okay. Like, Boston is amazing. New York, like LA. Like, I love all these big cities. I'm never moving back home. There's nothing going on here. And my mom was like, I remember being so sad. I was crying, being like, no, like, you have to come back home. Like, everyone comes back home after college. And I'm like, Mom, no, never. And now she's like, oh, how the tables have turned. You live like an hour away. And I feel like Albany has, like, way more going on than Utica. And I'll, like, go to Albany to, like, do things and go places. Like, they have an Orange Theory. They have, anatomy. We did that this weekend. Hannah and I went to anatomy class if you guys live in Albany or nearby. I love anatomy. They have, like, sculpt classes. We went to a sculpt. I want to say they have, like, probably just hot yoga as well, spin. I love anatomy. I wish we had that here in Utica. So that was really fun to go to. Also, there's this new place, or I think it's new, maybe just new to me, in Albany called The Scene. And it seems it was really cool in there. It gave, like, tatte mixed with, I don't even know, but if you guys live in Albany, you should try it. It's, like, really pretty and bright and new and fresh looking, and there's, like, a cool looking bar, and I feel like it's, like, breakfast bowls and avocado toast and the yummiest lattes and coffee and French toast and, like, breakfast, all that type of stuff. But Hannah was like, I think they also are open for, like, dinner, and it's, like, a bar, like, alcohol, like, wine and cocktails and stuff like that too. So it was such a cool place. It was really pretty. They had, like, a mini champagne vending machine. I'm like, this place is cool. So that was really cool to go to. My mom and I got Bellini's, which I'm sure there's other, like, Italian places here. Actually, my mom told me Utica's known for good Italian food, I believe. And it's so funny that I grew up an hour away, because I had never been to Utica until now. But back when I was back home, we got Bellini's, which is one of my favorite places in Albany. They have the best chicken parm ever if you guys live in Albany. So anyway, I've just been, like, finding all my spots, doing all the things, keeping busy, finding new parks to walk Brody at. I feel like I started to say watch because I'm watching him right now over my mic and computer. He's curled up on the couch. He literally looks so cute and cozy, you know, when they're, like, in a little donut and, like, a little ball and his eyes are shut and I can see his chest rising and falling. He just looks so warm and cuddly and soft. And Goldens, you know, when they're, like, like, he's peacefully sleeping, but it almost looks like he's, like, smiling a little. Like, his mouth is, like, turned up. Whenever he looks like he's smiling like that, I feel like he looks like a goldfish with, like, a little smile. I'm always like, Max, he looks like the snack that smiles back. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, look at him. Anyway, that's Brady right now. So we've been thriving. I've been finding my way here and settling and all. And I actually, back to the negative, I did have a meltdown, like, 2 days after moving here, which I don't think I said. I was saying how, like, it was hard for me to adjust, but, yeah, I don't think that it hit me until I got here, like I was saying, that I'd be living somewhere brand new for this whole hockey season, and, or, like, I knew that was coming, but I was forgetting
how it kind of takes a lot out of you to like adjust somewhere brand new. But again, it's only 7 months, doing better now. After that, talked to my sister, and also I hadn't seen, like, this was like a couple days of me just being like, like unpacking, cleaning, like going crazy, like stir crazy, honestly, being stuck inside. And then Max and I went out on a double date with one of his teammates and girlfriends, which actually who we know from seasons prior, because they played on the same team in Allentown, Lehigh Valley Phantoms. So it was so nice having like a familiar face here. And we went on a double date, and I was like, oh my gosh, we actually went to that Ocean Blue and it was really good. And I was like, okay, I'm feeling so much better. I need to just like keep busy and keep social and like bring Brody to new parks, try new places, like go out and about, like live in the community and not just like sit inside and feel stressed and overwhelmed that like this rug sitting next to me I haven't opened up yet, and that I haven't hung up those clothes, and I haven't folded these clothes, and I haven't cleaned this in the kitchen. You know what I mean? Which maybe I sound crazy, but anyway, I'm feeling a lot better now. And yeah. Oh, I was saying another fun thing that happened recently. I kind of mentioned how we went to Taylor and the Cook, that restaurant, to celebrate our anniversary. It was actually our 5-year anniversary. And I can't believe it. I mean, I can, but it was so much fun. And Max actually surprised me too during the day. We went apple picking, and it was so much fun. We had the most wholesome day. This was like a day or two after my meltdown, and I was like, okay, this is a sign. Everything's going to be okay. Like the most beautiful fall foliage. That honestly has been such a perk of moving in the fall time, especially here upstate New York is like beautiful in the fall. All the trees are so pretty. I just also feel like there's more trees here than the Cape, which kind of makes sense. I feel like especially where we live, like near the ocean, all the trees are kind of cut down so everyone can like see the water. And I just appreciate the trees so much. That's also something I always remembered coming back from college, being in Boston, and then coming home, I would like drive through Albany and be like, wow, look at all these trees. And my mom would be like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I just notice them so much more now after being even on Cape Cod. I know there's trees there, but like not like the ones here, or like Boston, there like is barely any. And then being here, it just feels like so nice being in nature, and it has made it feel like so fun and like such a cozy time to move here. And like apple picking really just was the cherry on top. I'm like, okay, I feel cozy, I feel settled, all is right in the world. I guess another thing I didn't mention, another update, is let's look at my calendar. That's like literally how I go. I look at my camera roll and I look at my calendar for like when things happened, of like, oh, like look this picture, this date. Oh, it was 3 weeks ago now. I got my hair toned darker. I'm like all over the place. Do you guys care? But you probably saw on Instagram I posted about it. I already feel like it's kind of like fading out and still looks like blonde. But you know what? No, I'm looking off to the side in the mirror now and it definitely is toned down. It was definitely darkest the day I got it done. But I've been in my journey, I feel like I've mentioned this definitely on YouTube, probably on the podcast too, of healing my hair because it started to have a lot of breakage and looked dead from all the bleach. So I was like, let's take a break from the bleach and focus on the health and give it a nice healthy trim so it looks fresher on the ends. And I'm trying to do less heat. I'm taking Nutrafol. I'm doing like oil in my hair. I am trying not to bleach it. And so we just did like a toner to kind of like blend it all together, tone it down. It still definitely is like darker roots on the top and like more of like a really light brown, dark blonde throughout. But I feel like I'm on the right path, and I think eventually I would love like a really lived in kind of blonde, like really let my roots grow, because I don't want to dye it brown because I feel like that won't be like my natural brown color. I just want my natural brown color to like come throughout and add more highlights throughout the front and the bottom and just be like that like bronze color. I feel like they're calling it like a brown blonde. So I'm in like a transition with my hair, and hopefully all the things I'm doing for the health of it are reflected in how my hair looks. And we start seeing it looking better because there was a lot of breakage. And I was very scared to talk about that, like on Instagram and social media and stuff, because I feel like my like long, healthy, because it really was like long and healthy and blonde for so long. And I just feel like after so many years, the bleach started to take a toll. But then also there's like other things. Now I'm thinking about it, I've gotten like DMs and comments from you guys being like, wait a second, sis, did you have like COVID last year? Did I have it last year or the year before? Because my hair has not been the same since. And I'm like, oh my gosh, was it COVID? Or there are like certain hormonal changes, that could be it. Or like, there's so many things that can change your hair, or like you've just gotten older. Like I don't know exactly what it is, but all I know is now I'm doing like all the things I can for it to look nice and healthy again. So yeah, we are 40 minutes into this episode, and just now I'm doing what I'm happy about this week. I don't even have a happy quote or idea. We're just catching up. We're just settling in. We are just getting a hold of our bearings. You know what I mean? What I'm happy about, honestly, is all the little things here, which I've kind of been mentioning, but like, for one thing, our landlord, so sweet. That's made it so nice moving in. So laid back, so chill. Like, oh yeah, you can send lease. Oh yeah, I'll give you the keys Monday. Like, oh yeah, like this is broken. Oh my gosh, I'll order a new one. Like, she's so sweet and so easygoing. So that's been really nice. Our neighbor so far, been so nice. The parks and the place I've been walking Brody, so nice. Meeting new friends. Like I said, the girls, I haven't met too many so far, but like, I'm sure when I go to the home game, I'll meet everybody. Went out to dinner, met some girlfriends, some wives. Everyone's been so friendly. And oh my gosh, another thing, this is what I'm happiest about right now in this moment. Yesterday, around the corner from us, you guys, they just got a new golden puppy. I saw them walking down the road. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And she ran around. It's a little girl, baby golden puppy, ran around with Brody a ton. And I'm like, wow, this is meant to be. This is so fun. This is what I'm happy about. New golden puppy in the neighborhood. Like, nothing is better. And then they can play and run around. And he was like, oh my gosh, it's so great for her, because we usually, he was saying how her owner is like older, and he was saying how they always had goldens like forever. And that, I don't know how I'm explaining this to you guys, but I just thought it was sweet because he was like, we always had like an older one when we would get the puppy, so the puppy would kind of learn from the older one. But he was like, now like we don't have any other ones and we just got her, so this is so good. Like, she can learn from Brody like how to walk and how to like be a good dog. I'm like, yeah, that's so true. I feel like they really pick up from each other. Like, Brody definitely has Teddy, my mom's dog's, good habits but also bad habits. Like, they do the same things where they like grab like dish towels off your dishwasher. That's literally the only thing I can think of. But they both like rip them down as something to hold when they're all excited, and they have to like hold something in their mouth. Anyway, that's what I'm happy about. It's just a lot of new, as you can see, and a lot of adjusting. One thing I did want to say is, let me pull it up right now. Okay, I should have said this earlier when I was talking all about like Max's situation, but when I was posting on Instagram that we were here, I was like, settled into our new house. My DMs, I was having hundreds of DMs being like, what? I'm literally so confused. Did you? So now you can answer some of these things I'll be saying, because I already told you. But like, people are like, did you buy a new house? Where did you buy a house? Aren't you living in New Jersey? Are you living in Newark? Are you living in Hoboken? I thought you were living there, because didn't Max just sign with the Devils? He signed with the Devils, right? Wait, is he not playing for the Flyers anymore? Wait, are you guys still living in Allentown, Pennsylvania? Do you have your place in Allentown, Pennsylvania still? Wait, what happened to the Cape home? Did you buy the house? Did you rent that house? Did you sell that house? I'm like, oh my gosh, everyone's so confused. They're like, wait, Utica, New York. I'm so confused. Why do you live there? Is Max still playing hockey? I'm like, let me just clear the air. So I'm just going to say, I posted an Instagram story answering like frequently asked questions. So I'm just going to say some of these things here if I wasn't clear earlier. I'm literally just going to read what I wrote. First things first, this is Max's fifth professional hockey season, but it's his first season with a new organization. So saying, I get why we're confused with the Flyers organization the past four seasons, now in the Devils organization. And also, if you're confused when I'm saying organization, I basically just mean their NHL team, American League team, and I guess their East Coast team is also like all a part of that one organization. Also, I would probably say, I mean, I don't know the lingo that much, but I feel like if I was like the GM or the assistant coach, I would be like a part of the organization, but not like the player. You know, you're just like in that organization, working for the organization. So I wrote, we live wherever he's playing during the hockey season. In the off season, which is the summer, live at our house on Cape Cod. So that was basically the reasoning for that. We're like, well, the off season is summer. Okay, well, in the summer, we want to be on the Cape because it's the most magical place in the summer. Max grew up there, love his family. And if we are going to be living, so if we get to choose where we get to live in the off season, which is the summer, it'll be the Cape. So we might as well buy a house on the Cape. So that was our reasoning for that. That'll be like a summer home. I don't know if I would ever live there year round. Never say never. I could change my mind. That's that. Yeah, so people are like, do you buy a second house? Do you own the Cape Cod house? I said, we own our home on the Cape. I said, we will forever, or for a very long time. It is our favorite place. We did not buy this house here in Utica, New York. We are renting this house. And they said, are you renting out our Cape Cod house? Which we are not renting out that house. I considered it when we first bought it. And then right when you start making it your own, I'm like painting the house, changing the countertops, making changes. I'm like,
wait a minute, no, like, this is like my home. Like, I can't rent this out. I can't have other people in here. Also, selfishly or just lazily, I would not want to move all my personal items out there and have people in there. And I just know me, like, I'm so spontaneous. I'll decide, like, I want a girls weekend this weekend on the Cape, and I don't want to have to be like, oh, we can't go, like, I have renters in there. So I just knew that was not the best option for us, and that I would want to be able to go whenever I want to go, and I want family and friends to go whenever they want to go. So yeah, not renting that out. Again, never say never, but probably won't. Are you renting a house? Did you buy another house? Renting this house in Utica, New York. It says, do you have two homes now? I'm assuming I missed something. I said, I guess technically two homes, but I don't think of it like that. I think this is just like a quick spot that we're living in. I said, it's a very fluid living situation the past couple of seasons in Philly. Max spent time with their NHL team and AHL team, so we bounced a lot back and forth. Yes, I'm like not ready for that. Selfishly, I want him in one place. No, I want him to thrive in hockey and play wherever he's going to play, get called up, get sent down, and I'm just learning to be very good with the flow. I said the best plan is to make no plans during the hockey season, because there's so much movement that can happen. And if you guys, I feel like I've talked about this before, but if you don't know why they get called up to the NHL team, get sent down to the American League team, it can be for literally 100 different reasons. It can be because of injury. It can be someone sick. It can be because of salary cap. It can be the type of contract. It could be because of someone else. It could be a new coach, a new GM. Like the list goes on and on. Someone could have just gotten traded. Someone could have just gotten picked up waivers. So it's just like constant movement. I feel like for the Flyers, maybe because their minor league team was an hour away, it was like literally every day. Maybe with the Devils, we are probably like 4 hours from there. So I feel like there's less movement on teams where the American League team is farther away. But also, I could be wrong. That's just like a thought I have in my head. This sign, but I thought he got signed to the Devils. That's so far away. Yeah, again, this is a New Jersey Devils organization. After training camp, got sent down to their American League team in Utica, and he can get called up at any point. So I just, again, go day by day. So he is on the Utica Comets. People are like, wait, does he play for the Utica Comets? Yes, that is the name of the team here in Utica. Did I miss something? Didn't know your Cape house was only for the summer. Yeah, so I wrote, maybe one day when Max isn't playing hockey anymore, it won't be, but for now we're having fun living in new places, playing for different teams to follow his dream. So that is that on that. That's our situation here. As you guys could see what I'm looking at, all the changes I want to make. I am unwell, because it's like, I know I'm only going to be here for a short period of time, but that doesn't stop me from wanting to make all the changes, because it's just so worth it to me to feel comfortable in my own space. No, it's not. Literally, I manifested this, you guys, out the window right now. Oh my gosh. I see the golden puppy. She's so cute. She's walking by. Brody's literally still dead asleep on the couch, or he would be seeing her out the window, like, wagging his tail. Oh, hi, baby girl. She's so cute. Oh, Brody just sleepily looked up at me. He's like, are you talking to me? He looks so sleepy. Brody, look outside. Your friend's out there. Oh my gosh. Okay, what was I saying? Literally, what was I saying? I got so distracted seeing her through the window. I was like, I feel like that's been happening recently, you guys. Pisces are a little like psychic. I feel like that's like a thing about Pisces. Because you're like, I'm losing you. What are you talking about? But I'm a Pisces. So is my sister. And I feel like we both feel like we have like the vibes a little bit. Or maybe this is just me manifesting. I feel like I've manifested my whole life. I feel like that's turned into such like a, does that word even mean anything? Everyone's like, manifest your dream life. It's like, I'm cringing. But I actually feel like I've, maybe we could say law of attraction, like spoken so many things into existence, or like really oddly specific. Like, I guess all these things could just be, what's that word that means like, starts with a C. It could just be a coincidence. But live action of how my brain works. I'm like, what is that word? Starts with a C. I can see it in my brain. I can't say it out loud. Coincidence. Could be just a coincidence. Like the other day, Max and I were talking about one of his teammates here who he played with like a really long time ago, his wife, and where they're from. Max has other friends that are from nearby. And I was like, oh, I wonder if they know each other. I feel like they would be friends. Like I said that. And then literally like 30 minutes later, that other friend back from where they're from, I don't know if you're following, but basically just texted me out of the blue. And I was like, whoa, we literally just randomly haven't thought about them in a while. Just thought about them, talked about them for a second. Then she texted me. I feel like whenever I talk about someone, they text me 20 minutes later. And not even like
talk crap about them. I was just like, whoa, like, I wonder if they know each other. Like, I wonder how they're doing. We haven't seen them in a while. We probably haven't seen them since like their wedding. And then she like texts me out of the blue. I'm like, whoa, that's weird. Literally yesterday, you guys, Max and I were to dinner and we were talking about, again, a teammate. I don't even know if he played with, but was like maybe on, left the team that he was playing for right before he got there or something. They come up. I was talking about them, him and his wife. And we just like are chatting about them. Literally never talk about them, haven't talked about them like ever, and we're just like, oh, I was like, oh, did you see this like on Instagram, whatever. And then literally like 20 minutes later, I'm like, Max, you will not believe what restaurant they're at right now, the same one that we were at. I'm like, this is weird, this is so weird. I talk about the golden puppy. 20 minutes later, she's like walking by, which like, she is my neighbor, like she does. Like that would make a lot of perfect sense, but like some things I'm like, whoa, that is like not a coincidence. I don't know. Anyway, it's me being psychic. Okay, we can end with plans coming up to keep you in the loop. So you might be a little confused, or I can just explain because I'm still confused. Because I was saying how I'm leaving for Boston tomorrow, which I am. I'm going to drive to Boston tomorrow. But then I was also saying Max has a home game in 3 days, which I'm going to go to that too. And also I'm about to go to Hawaii, which is also true. These things are all happening because I am a little crazy and have crippling FOMO to the point that it's getting a little ridiculous. And you know, I'm speaking this into the universe. This is not happening next year. I need to stop. I did this last year. I'm doing it again this year, where basically what happens is Boston Hall weekend is so much fun, especially with so many of my girlfriends living there. I'm like, hello, I'm in. I do not want to miss that. We can all have matching costumes. I'm so excited for our costume this year. And actually, maybe I can. Maybe I'll just spill the beans right now because this is going up on Friday. And we are being this costume on Friday. So you guys will know first because I'll probably be like posting about it maybe Saturday. You guys, we had the best idea. We're going to be a 6-pack of High Noons. How good is that? We all love High Noons. I love the watermelon one. And we like thought of this idea a while ago. We're like, oh my gosh, we're making High Noon costumes. We're going to be like a 6-pack. It'll be so cute. So 6 of us are doing that. I'm like, I can't miss that. And we started to be overwhelmed. Like, guys, I don't know if I should come or if I can make it. And they're like, sis, you have to come. Like, we're a 6-pack. Like, you're number 6. Like, we can't do this without you. And I'm like, you're right. So I'm literally driving tomorrow, Thursday. I'm going to drive to Boston tomorrow night, have Friday with them, have the best night out, and be High Noons. But here's where the crippling FOMO comes in, okay? So I feel like with Max's hockey teams, honestly, one of the funnest nights of the whole season and pretty much when everyone, like, meets each other in the beginning of the season, if you haven't met each other yet, is, like, Halloween party, which, of course, is happening here on Saturday. But I need to go out with them on Friday, but I want to be back on Saturday, so I'm going to do both. And it's like maybe 4.5 hours, 5-hour drive. And maybe like Saturday late morning, I'm going to dip. I'm going to be like, love you girls, have the best night ever, bye. And I'm going to drive back here and come to the team Halloween party, do both. And then Sunday is going to be, oh my gosh, I need to get my life together, panic, freak out, pack, because Monday morning, I leave for Hawaii for a week. And maybe a little over a week. I forget. So I have like a busy couple days coming up. And then when I'm back, maybe I can like settle, chill for a second. Maybe not, knowing me. But it's going to be worth it, okay? If you have a crazy idea, if you dream it, you can do it. If you're like, oh, I can't do both. No, no. Like logistically, if it like can happen, I will make it happen. Like if there's a will, there's a way. That's me. I literally did this last year, you guys. Except it was even worse because Allentown is way farther from Boston. So maybe like 6.5 hours. So I was like, okay, can't do the drive. Of course, this time I'm like, I can do the drive. And I flew to Boston, I think Thursday, went out, had so much fun Friday, flew back Saturday morning and got back Saturday afternoon, got changed in my costume, went out, did it both, had both nights of Halloween with different groups of people in different states because I'm like, well, I need to do both. I'll have FOMO if I miss either one. So I'm going to do it. So that's a little bit about me. If I'm ever going to grow up from these fun night outs of Halloween, no, because I'm 26 and now I'm engaged and you would think maybe she's chilling out. Nope, I'm not. And not even like, oh my gosh, I have to rage and party and be out all night and drink so much. It's not like that. It's just like my friends are like everything to me and clearly I'm so extroverted. I love being social. Like I look forward to these like social outings and events and so like I'm not gonna miss one. Watch, next year I'm gonna be a grandma. I'm gonna be like 27, 28. I'm gonna be like, I'm a changed woman, staying in. I'm gonna hang and make soup, put on my matching pajamas. I love that too. I still am like a grandma in that way. But now I feel like I have a balance. I can do both. Because in college, I was like, no, no, no. Pedal to the metal. I was running myself into the ground, being social all day, every day. And I had no self-care and no balance and no time where I would like rest and recharge and eat a home-cooked meal. No, no, no. It was like craziness. So I do feel like I have a good balance, but I'm about to have too much fun this weekend. So that's the update on that. Promise I'll start posting more and I'll talk more about other important things and not like just me and my life. This is getting very self-centered. But again, it is my podcast, so there you go. But hope you guys enjoyed. Hope you enjoyed hearing about all my updates. Hope I clarified if you're confused. You guys have the inside scoop of what I'm going to be. Oh my gosh, should I tell you what we're going to be Saturday, what Max and I are going to be at his team party? I don't think I should. Maybe I'll leave that as a surprise. It's good. I'm so excited. One of his teammates' fiancés helped me think of this idea. I was like, duh, this makes so much sense for us. How did I not think about that? We're so excited. Threw it together last minute. Can't wait. So yeah, that's what's going on. I love you guys. Thanks so much for listening to this episode, and I will catch you in my next one. Bye.